This edition of Nation Talk is brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. Book your individual business, workshop, conference, retreat, or gathering at a Marriott hotel near you.
Hi, and welcome to Nation Talk. Today I have the privilege of sitting down with Jack Blacksmith, who is the president and chairman of CRECO. Welcome, Jack.
Thank you very much.
Jack, for the audience who might not be aware of CRECO, can you provide us with a little bit of background on, the community as well as the company?
Okay. First off, I'm a Cree from UIC, Northern Quebec, and we're the people that signed the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement back in 1975. And within that agreement, a body was created called the Board of Compensation, who was the entity created to look after all the monies and administer all the monies related to that agreement. And the Board of Compensation realized right from the onset that certain situations had to be looked at in terms of possibilities for economic development and job creation. And they started a company called Cree Construction. And that company was officially started back in 1975 or whatever the year was, but in the 70s. And this company took on contracts that were more low-scale opportunities that existed within the development of that hydro developments on the Uishchi. And then from there, the board started to look at the various, they commissioned some sort of study to further look into what we can do for our Cree world in terms of economic development. And CRECO was formed. CRECO stands for Cree Regional Economic Enterprises Company. A regional company by any means in terms of the opportunities that that the Crees would be going after. And when that company was created, it was created as the main shareholder of the companies that were in existence already. So, and then every other company that we have created to date has always gone into CRECO, into the CRECO set of companies. So we have pretty good operations right now. We have maybe about 8 or 9 companies that are our own, and then we have the joint ventures that we've done over the course of a number of years for economic development.
And I understand that there are a number of companies, we're talking about senior level type companies in a number of industries, Air Quebec, for example, and a variety of in that nature, is that correct?
Yes, as I said, we created the Cree Construction Company, and Cree Construction Company is probably one of the oldest companies that are currently in operation in Quebec, so it gives you a sense of history in terms of what the company has done, the expertise and the capabilities of this company. And we also have our flagship in terms of the Cree situation as to a company that we are very proud of, and that's Air Quebec. And Air Quebec was formed back in 1982 as a joint venture between Austin Airways and the Crees, and the Crees owned 51%, Austin Airways owned 49%. We bought them out 6 years later, and we've been on our own in terms of operations of Air Quebec since 1988, so we're doing very, very well. Even at the time when the airlines were suffering, we were not in that same situation. Our company did very, very well. And then we have other companies too that we look at. Jetstar ADC is a catering and janitorial company, if you will, that we have. And we did some projects out in our territory, and we also did them outside our territory too, just to get some more employment for our people. We also have a ground handling, airport ground handling facility called Valpiro. And then we have other companies. We have EU Power that we formed. EU Power is, we are part in partnership with 6 other Cree communities to focus on hydro development, energy development of all sorts within our territory for the future. And being part of the process in terms of ownership, not only acquiring those contracts, but being part owner of those projects that we'll be looking at in the future. And then we have a whole bunch of other joint ventures that we have with the Cree communities within our territory, and the Cree community and the other communities, other First Nation communities from other parts of the country too.
Well, it's incredible. So we're really talking about a size and scale as large as any across Canada. Can you tell us a bit about some of the partnerships that you touched on, not only with some of the other communities, but private and public sector organizations? From what I understand, you've had a great deal of success over the years now in bringing together a number of different stakeholders around some contentious, sometimes contentious issues. Can you provide some insight into that, how it came to be, and what you'd like to see moving forward?
Well, let me go back. Let me take a step backwards in terms of what I said to you earlier. When we formed Air Quebec, we knew we did not have the expertise to run a company like that. But we did know that with proper training and proper evaluation in terms of where we want to be, that eventually we could own our own airline. And that was always the intent. And when we signed that deal with him back in 1982, the Deluce family of Austin Airways, there was no misunderstanding at the time of signing an agreement that eventually the Luce family was going to leave. And 6 years, they left. After 6 years, we signed the agreement, they left, and we were 100% on our own. And today we have a company that's very healthy financial-wise and going places. It's a really good company. It's the same with Gestion ADC, our catering and maintenance company, our janitorial company, sorry. We bought into this venture because of an individual that had that company. That Gestion ADC, those are the individual's initials. We kept those initials. They're not Cree-related at all. But anyways, it was that individual's initials, and that's what we did. We started 50-50, and then we bought them out, and that company is 100% ours now. And this is the way we like to work our relationships. And that thought and that idea we understand because we are the Crees. We came from that. And when we work with the First Nation people, we bring that onset, that mind thinking right there. And we tell the people, we have the expertise, whether it's in the airline, whether it's in the food delivery system, camp maintenance, ground handling facilities, or any sort of construction. We have that expertise. We will come to you. We will form some sort of relationship with you. And we will do capacity building with you. We will actually work towards the process of you not needing us anymore, and that we will leave whenever you think you have acquired the necessary skill and abilities to run your own company. But never lose the concept in terms of when we signed that agreement the first day that we have to make money. That's the whole concept that we try to make them understand.
Well, I think it's certainly a blueprint that a number of communities right across the country would like to see replicated. What were some of the biggest challenges to identifying partners who'd be willing to come into a venture in this capacity, knowing that there was an exit strategy right from day one? Is that a challenge to try and find folks that are willing to partner in that regard?
Yes, that is an enormous challenge, and given the situation, the Cree, I mean, we've never forgot where we came from too. We didn't have very much knowledge of business and everything else, but we had sheer determination that we were going to succeed in the things that we do. And I think that's something that the Aboriginal people really look at in terms of whenever they start up something, they're really determined to see it succeed. And I think that's a real good thing. And with that mindset in terms of saying that we will succeed, I mean, the challenges, of course, are still challenges, but they become easier for us. We understand them more. We understand how we can jump over the hurdle, if you will, in terms of certain situations that are given to us and or that we meet in terms of the business opportunities that we look at. So when you look at the situation, I mean, for instance, this EU power, we don't have the necessary skills right now to fully develop the line of development regarding energy projects. But for business concepts, We do have that. We do have that knowledge in terms of running a business and in terms of trying to make it a success. And we know that the issues that are directly related to that company of EU Power in terms of energy development, we need assistance in that. And we went after that assistance. We hired on an engineering firm that's very, very important to us in terms of our overall operation. We signed a memorandum of understanding with them to defer the developer company. We hired a CEO that the individual knows all about energy development, has been there, done that, and that individual is bringing an enormous source of knowledge to the table for us Crees. Mm-hmm. So for whatever we do, for whatever it is that we face, there are very tough challenges. And it's not only us. I mean, the First Nations across Canada probably face the same thing. I've seen all sorts of joint ventures that are working very, very well across Canada. And again, I say to myself, probably maybe about 80% of the time, the First Nation group did not have the expertise, but rather they took that expertise from a certain individual and to further develop their potential or their business opportunity. So challenges, yes, they're out there. They're very, very serious. But if we have commitment, you have determination and an understanding where you want to be, those challenges are not as great as they seem to be.
Oh, well, you're certainly proof positive that I guess anything can be overcome. I know there's a great deal of commitment to ensure that there's engagement of the community. And just, I would imagine, by the sheer size and scale of the operations that you undertake, you would require quite a bit of skill development throughout the ranks, regardless of in whatever capacity someone was engaged, whether it was in the airline industry or it wouldn't matter, I would think. Has CREECO had active involvement? Has just the community leadership been actively engaged in trying to ensure that the training and the skill level is there amongst the community members? And how do the community members view it?
Yeah, for sure. That's something that we look at in terms of any job opportunities that we talk about in the Cree world. And we're not alone in this thing in terms of trying to develop those opportunities for our people. There are resources out in our government, level that really help with any project that we have. Cree Human Resource Development, which is an organization within our overall government body, CRA, they provide tremendous assistance in terms of training programs, financially and professionally, in terms of some of the programs that we can develop with them. So they're a major player in terms of providing the necessary expertise for us to be able to train our people properly. More recently, we've been working with that particular group to try to get some money from the federal government to train our people in the construction industry. And I heard a week and a half ago that we signed both agreements with the federal and provincial governments, and these are not small monies to further train our people. And talks about approximately 250-plus people to train whatever level we think is appropriate within the construction industry. So that does a lot of good for us. And we come down to individuals, too. We extend those opportunities, whether it be a pilot. We extend those opportunities to our people. We talk to the Cree School Board, which is the entity responsible for education in the Cree world, to try to look at providing programs that are a little bit more expensive related to individuals. And I'm talking more like the pilot training. It's not cheap to get pilot training. And we managed to convince them, and we're looking at very seriously in terms of how we can work this out so that we can train more of our people as pilots. So the training part of in terms of any program that we look at, as CREECO sees it, it's very important for us. And it's very, very, it's something that we use as stepping stones so that we can properly gear our people to have the proper certification to work anywhere they want, not just in the Cree world. If they want to go to work in Montreal, they'll be certified. As you know, the labor codes are there, and they have to meet certain regulations in order to become a plumber or electrician or whatever the case may be, and we train our people towards that.
Wow, it just it seems like an incredible success, and it, for me, it's really what I'm so inspired by is your ability to bring private sector, the public sector, and the community together, and certainly your success it speaks for itself. Moving forward, where would you like to see the community and the company be 5 years, 10 years from now? And what lessons do you think ought to be shared with some of the communities who perhaps aren't doing as well throughout Canada?
Well, first off, today, as we sit here, I consider the companies that we have pretty successful already, and pretty proud of where they've been to in terms of their growth. And today, a number of occasions, I shared a story of Crico, where it's been, what it's done, and so on and so forth. And I think it's good for people to hear that, because like I tell the people, we start joint ventures. Some of them are not always rosy, you know. Some of them become problems. And I'm sorry to say, sometimes they're not resolved by the two companies that signed that deal. Somebody else has to resolve the issue. But that's part of business, you know. It's part of business, and I hope that we don't encounter those ones very much, although we haven't encountered them very much today, but I hope we don't encounter them more in the future. But that's just to say that whenever we form these partnerships, we really have to understand each other in terms of what it is we want to do, you know, how we accomplish everything. And relative to the situation as to where I want these companies to be, I mean, like I said, I think they haven't reached their max, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody else is going to come along next year in terms of the presidency of Crico or chairman of the board of companies. They're going to have different thoughts, and they're going to advance that company in terms of the ownership of the Cree, which will be really, really good for the Cree world and employment situation and the future development of my people, the younger generation, to be able to access those opportunities that might exist within those different industries that we're in, like Air Quebec, reconstruction, and so on. So I think there is more room for growth. There is more room to acquire more business, for sure. But if we measure it today, I think we did pretty well.
Well, whoever fills those shoes, they're very big shoes to fill indeed. So I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been tremendous to gain some insight, and I wish you much continued success. And, of course, congratulations on your success today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Marriott Hotels and Resorts Canada. For participating hotels and resorts, click on the Marriott logo on our website. For more information, visit our website at nationtalk.ca. Thanks for listening.